Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is not a good corner market. You're going to, you know, to get the best one, aka let's say it is Kendall Fuller, you're going to have to pay a premium in order to do that. I don't know that I want to pay a premium for Kendall Fuller. Right? I mean, that's kind of, I guess that's my approach. I'd rather do a change of scenery candidate like a Dory Jackson, who didn't play particularly well in New York last year in Wink Martindale's defense. But maybe they look at, you know, this new defense and say, he'll fit here really well because of this. Something like that, right? Try to maybe go a little bit more bargain and maybe with some upside. But because the market isn't particularly good, you're going to have to pay a premium for a guy that's not going to give you premium. He'll give you the best of this group, but I'm kind of like, so what there? But I see your point about, hey, they're leaving it a weakness. Maybe they should have been a little bit more interested in maybe having him come back.
Take a guess at where you think he would show up in PFF's top 100 NFL free agents this offseason.
64.
15.
Oh, well then.
He's their number 15 free agent in their top 100. That's kind of my point. Like, not to put you on the spot, but I don't think we're considering enough necessarily. He played really well. Let's start with that. His numbers are good. Last year, out of 127 corners, where do you think he was graded by PFF? 127 corners.
21st.
7th.
Jeez.
Now, I don't think he was the 7th best corner in football. I don't think any GMs do either, probably. But the year before that, 15th out of 118. In 2021, 3rd out of 116. It seems to me like their metrics, for whatever reason, really like him. And I'm sure his agent will have a field day using those in negotiations. But what they are suggesting he gets in their projected contract for Kendall Fuller is 3 years at about $13 million per year. So three and 39 mil, maybe you guarantee him around $25 million. You're talking about breaking the bank. I don't know if that's considered breaking the bank to you, but if they could have him back at 3 years and $39 million, is that something you'd be interested in?
Would you do that? I think I'd rather not do that. I feel like his best days are behind him. But again, those numbers jump out at me because I think we have a bad feeling about how because this defense was such a disappointment, it's almost like anyone associated with it, I think a lot of fans, and I'm probably just instinctively thinking about myself, are going, they're going to lose someone from that defense? Who cares, right? That's probably not the way we should be approaching it. I mean, there's some really smart people that do, you know, film study that I read here and there, and they're going, look at outside of what was going on with Jack Del Rio's defense, which wasn't good, led him to get fired. Individual players at times were doing some pretty good things. See Cam Curl and see Kendall Fuller, frankly, in that discussion, doing a decent job staying with some receivers. Not flashy by any stretch of the imagination, not making those pick sixes and posing an awful lot in the end zone, but still a pretty good player.
He got torched in that Bears game, that Thursday night fiasco. Nobody had a good game, by the way. But he was particularly awful in that game, and it was on national TV. And it makes me think that maybe, and I'm spitballing, but like maybe the perception within the fan base is based on like the big stage game, mm-hmm. where a lot of people that night closed the book and was like, I'm done with Rivera.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm done with this staff. I'm move on from him, whatever it is. I just wonder if that was louder than a lot of the other games where he actually put some really good film out there. PFF, when they ranked him 15th in their top 100, said Fuller was the lone bright spot in the Commanders' cornerback room in 2023. While he is plenty capable as a wide cornerback, perhaps his prior experience in the slot and its safety could be attractive to teams. That's the other point. He hasn't really been asked to play inside in the nickel very often here lately. I know that's why they originally brought him back here. But he also does have some experience, as a safety. Maybe their thought is he ain't getting 13. He's getting more than 13. Because, like, look at what Jalen Johnson just
That's
got.
My thought.
Jalen Johnson just got $19 million a year. Now, he is better and younger, and he's going to be a star. Like, he's a better player, and I like him more than Kendall Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
That's a massive gap. This projection was done before the cap was a little bigger. So we've seen already the safety market, as an example, is completely oversaturated, like we said. I think the corner market's the opposite. So maybe you're right, and someone pays him like $17 million a year. And at that point, I have no interest in that. But yeah, you asked if I would do this. If I could get him at 3-36 or 3-40 or something like that, again, they have all the money. It's a position where they don't have that much talent. And there's not a lot available. So yeah, I would definitely consider that. And he's been in your locker room. You know he's a guy that does a lot of the right things and is, you know, a quiet leader type. He's a former third-round pick, two different tenures here. So yeah, I just, to me, we've talked a lot about Cam Curl and, you know, fill in the blank free agent to be Curtis Samuel. Like, he's one of these guys that is probably just better than the conversation has been about how much they'll miss him when he walks.
No, I think you're right.
Especially if Emmanuel Forbes and Quan Martin don't take huge steps. They layered themselves so that he could leave. Well, that was a year ago when
predicated on them knowing what they're doing.
What if Forbes is terrible?
Yeah.
You know, what if Quan Martin is more of a safety than a corner and doesn't play in the nickel very much, or that isn't the forte or the specialty. I think these are all considerations they've got to be thinking about going into next week.
Yeah, there are a few guys in this free agency period here at corner who are almost exclusively slot guys and thought of as that way, that you could upgrade in that department. That's, you know, more affordable because pretty much everybody goes three wide now at this stage, and that's one of the – it's not quite a starter, but it is.
It's so odd to me that St. Juice, just based on his body type, is the guy they like to throw in the nickel sometimes because he's just so long. You think of him as almost like – and I think he's going to be awesome with Dan Quinn. Legion of Boom corner, right? Those big physical dudes that get their hands on people. I think of him that way on the outside on the boundary. But they like him moving around, even though he's a little less twitchy on the inside. And he's had as much success doing that as pretty much anyone else they've had, which maybe isn't saying a lot.
Yeah, but dubious honor. But it's one of those things where when I think of free agency, and I think I'm, you know, I don't want to say that I'm in line with Peters and company. We haven't seen him do it yet, but based on his statements, I think they view free agency as where can we affordably upgrade a position? We don't want to do the win a bidding war for the wide receiver, win a bidding war for, maybe not right now, win a bidding war for the defensive end, win a bidding war for the left tackle. Those are premium positions that are costing a lot of money. And paying top of the market there doesn't make a lot of sense. You can dramatically improve your team by winning a bidding war for a tight end, right? That's, you know, call it $8, $9 million for somebody as opposed to 26. Right, for one of these marquee guys at a more, you know, a premium position. You could upgrade at a couple different spots. I don't think corner's going to be that spot. I feel like guys are going to make a pretty penny. Maybe I'm wrong.
You said you'd rather go with Dory Jackson. He's only got two picks since 2018. That surprises me.
That's a lower number than I thought. I mean, the complaint that I've heard in my Giants fan source, who's very plugged in, it's not a source at all, I'm kidding, but texted me about stuff from time to time, and he basically was like, Wink Martindale just puts that guy on an island. You shouldn't do that. If you don't do that, he could still play at a pretty high level.
Yeah, a lot of this now is going to be scheme dependent too, right? With Joe Witt Jr., the defense
that's
he's
a thought,
running.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn, presumably going to run some of the Seattle stuff. A little different than the Dallas defense he was running, but he did say, for what it's worth, it's going to be a new defense. They're going to design something around their personnel. The corner market right now, J.C. Jackson, 28-year-old, who the Patriots seem to always be bringing in and cutting and bringing in and cutting. Adoree Jackson of the Giants this past year. Darius Williams, who was most recently in Jacksonville, played every game this year. He's 30. Fuller's 29, was the fourth highest paid of the corners last season, hitting the market. Stephon Gilmore, 33 years old, made $10 million with the Cowboys, played 970 snaps last year. Only Fuller and Williams, among the pending free agents, were more durable than him. He's just old.
Yeah.
No, and from a football sense, just long in the tooth there. Micah Hyde, 33 years old. Michael Davis, the corner from the Chargers. Jeff Okuda, been a huge disappointment, top of the board pick, right after Chase Young from Ohio State at 25 years old. I do like Kenny Moore, who made about $8 million with the Colts last season. Dating back to Hard Knocks, I love that guy. And he just makes plays. He's always around the football in Indianapolis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.